Blog Talk Radio.
Give us the vision,
some sort of way he'll let us know that he's right there. Some scripture, someone saying something, a minister preaching something, he will make a way. And he keeps on making a way. Thank you again for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and other loved ones as well. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions of the many of the first 3 years, but I want to change that, not just 3 years, because sometimes it takes a little bit longer for us to get through this time in our life, this journey of grief. It might take just months, and sometimes it takes a year, two, three, four. It can take more, but each year we get stronger and stronger as we continue to have faith in God and knowing that God is with us. He will make a way and bring things clearer to us. Tonight, I would like to continue on with this book that I've been reading that is like God is talking to us in his own words, and also had scripture that also let you know these passages that I'll be talking to you. It has scripture to let you understand that these things have meanings to it. I am the Lord, and I do not change. God doesn't change. We think that he changes because sometimes we don't always get answers that we want to get right away. So we feel that he's not listening to us, and he's not listening to us. He's not going to answer our prayers, but he's our Lord, and he does not change. He still loves us unconditionally. Keep returning your focus to me. That's what Jesus is saying. I am always thinking about you and watching everything that you that concerns you. And he does. We just have to be quiet and listen sometimes and let him show us. You, however, are only human, and you will lose sight of me at times. Yes, we do lose sight of him at times, because when we feel lonely, depressed, and lots of anxiety, emotions, we do lose sight of him, lose focus. And just like he would say, especially when you're feeling weak and weary. So give yourself grace whenever you realize your mind and heart have wandered from me, and waste no time in returning to me. In spite of whatever you may go through, he wants you to return back to him by praising him in thoughts, words, songs, even whisper his name, Jesus. He said, let me have all your worries and your cares. All of your worries and your tears, not just some, not just one, but all of them. This may sound easy, but it's not. You are accustomed to worry, thoughts roaming freely in your brain. So you must train yourself to bring all your cares into my presence, trusting me to help you. Remember that you are never alone in your struggles. I am always aware of you and your circumstances, all of them. I can help you because I have all authority in heaven and on earth. He has all powers in his hand. He said, I can help you because I have all authority in heaven and in earth. As you came into my presence, let go of your worries and cares, so you can cling on to me. And cling on to me like a child clings on to his mother. You ever seen an adult just had puppies, and how those puppies cling on to the dog, sucking, you know, the milk from the dog, and how they just cling on to him. Jesus wants us to cling on to him. And scriptures from all of this to this passage is from 1 Peter 5:7. It says, let God have all of your worries and cares, for he is always thinking of you and watching everything that concerns you. And he does. I know sometimes we don't feel that way because of how we are feeling and emotions that we are going through. In Matthew 28:18, it says, Jesus came and spoke to the disciples, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And Matthew 11:1-4 says, at this time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, I'll tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like this little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And he goes on saying, my unfailing love is your fuel. Fuel meaning like gas. My unfailing love is your fuel, the best source of energy for you. Now, you know, if you don't have fuel, gas in your car is not going anywhere. So Jesus is letting you know he's the source. He's the fuel for you. This glorious source of strength is limitless. So it is always abundantly available. You tend to get quite focused on your health and energy. There is a place for such concerns, but they can occupy more and more of your thoughts. So when you are preoccupied with the condition of your body, he said, I will slip from the center of your mind to the peripheria. At such time, you are unable to receive much help from me. The remedy is to repent quickly, turning away from obsessive thinking and turning wholeheartedly towards me. We must turn wholeheartedly towards him. The more you focus on him, the more access you have to his unfailing love. He said, yeah, my unfailing love. This supernatural source of energy flows through you freely as you look to me in trust. Not only does this increase energy level, it also provides a pathway for me to love you, to love other people through you. So let my limitless love energy and empower you as you walk along your life path close to me. It is so important that we stay focused on him. When we get lonely, when we get depressed, when we have anxiety, when we are sad, that's the time is for us to praise him. Stay focused on him. If you have some, the phone is, cell phones have all of the technology that we need. Whenever we want to have, in the morning to have some gospel music to play to you, just play it and just let Jesus come in within your spirit. And he will bring comfort to you in just listening to songs and praising him all at the same time. But just, it's important for us to be still. Be still sometimes, just let go and let God come within your presence. And Psalms 33:5 says, the Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Yes, rejoice in him. In Colossians 1:29 says, "So this and I labor, struggling with all your, his energy, which is so powerful, so powerfully work in me." And 1 John 4:15-16 says, "Whosoever confess that Jesus is the Lord abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us." God is love. Yes, he's love. He has so much love for us. We just have to let it, him show us his unconditional love. And he abides in love and abides in God. Love and abides in God and God in him. He goes on to say, "I have plans for you." Yes, he has plans for each one of us. Each one of us was made, our parents gave birth, but he had a reason for each one of us on earth. And we must just meditate and let him show us what our purpose in life. And our purpose in life sometimes is alone, not with our spouse. We can't do God's work sometimes with him. I know I said to him, I said, why did I have to lose him for you to give me my purpose in life? Why couldn't I have done my purpose in life with my spouse? Well, you know the story to that. I have to be a test. You have to be a test to be a testimony, have a testimony. So that was my answer to my question. We have a purpose in life, and sometimes it is alone. But we must ask him that purpose. And the main thing, be obedient to that purpose. Do it like you, like you're on a job. You try to do the best that you can in performing those duties, and God wants you to do the same things for him. Whatever he asks you to do, your purpose in life, to be obedient and do thus, says the Lord. "I have good plans for you. I've offered you hope and a future. Many people fear for the future, but ultimately yours is glorious beyond anything you can imagine. Knowing that you are on the way to heaven is immensely important for your well-being. This knowledge can help you every day, every moment of your life. Though your residence and paradise is in the future, heavenly light transcends time and shines upon you even in the present. Because I paid the penalty for your sin, I am your hope. Yes, he is your hope, and I will never let you down. No matter what is happening in your life, it is realistic to hope in me. If you persist in trusting me, no matter what, you will again praise me in the help of my presence. Moreover, you can anticipate with faith the blessing that is ahead of you and start praising me, even in the dark." He wants us not just praise him when good things are happening, praise him in the dark, in the dark time, in the dark place. Oh, yeah, a lot of us get in those dark places. And you know what I think? I used to have a pity party moment on Friday night. When I would come home on Friday night, that was the worst day of the week for me. Should have been the best day of the week because I've ended the day of week of work. But it was always the worst day for me. I came home and no one was there. And for some reason, that day was just so different. I got lonely. I got depressed. I felt all type of emotions on Friday. And you know what I would do sometimes? I would always stop and get me something that I love eating, something different, just something that was very tasteful. And then I would sit and try and find me a good movie or something on TV. And that was very satisfying to me. I would just get into that food and into that movie, and eventually I would fall asleep. But Friday was my pity party day of the week. I don't do that all the time now, but it was. Once upon a time, it was. Friday was the worst day of the week for me. So I know we have those moments that we are in those dark places, but just one thing I do make sure, if I am in one of those moments where I don't feel good, I'm depressed about something, or just something that's bothering me, I try not to let it go on no more than 48 hours. Sometimes I get out of it in 24 hours, but I make sure that is gone. Those feelings are gone. I am happy. I know what God is, that God is there and He loves me. So I need to get out of that. I can't stay in that dark place. I need some light. I need to see the end of the tunnel. So don't stay in that dark place too long. But it's okay to be there for a little while. But just make sure you know how to get out of it. And don't let it go for days and days and days. As you keep looking in me in hope, my heavenly light shines more brightly in your heart. This is the light of the knowledge of my glory. Yes. And He, just like I said, He has a plan for all of us, a purpose in life. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan I have for you, declare the Lord. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future." Psalms 48:5 says, "Why are you in despair, O my Lord? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him for the help of His presence." And 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "It is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness." Yes, He wants light. He can shine the light out of the darkness. "Who have shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." He will give you light. If there's only a little bit of light, He'll give you some, enough to let you know that He's there. He will never leave you or forsake you. And just like Travis Green said in the song, He made a way, and He will keep making a way for you. He will not let you, He will never leave you nor forsake you. So, yes, it's okay to be in those dark places for a few minutes, but just don't stay in it, because it becomes very harmful to you and your body. But like I say, go ahead sometimes and have those moments, those pity party moments. Yeah, we all have some. We all have had it, and we're going to probably have some more. But be strong enough to get out of it. Don't dwell in it. Don't dwell in the mud, just like a pig gets in mud and just waddle. Waddle just for a moment, but get out of there and wash yourself off and feel the Spirit of the Lord and see the light that He wants you to see. Yes, He will let that light shine. So just knowing that He will make a way, just like He's done before. You've seen Him before. You've seen how He's made a way before. He's made a way to get you out of that place that you have been that is not healthy to you. So I hope that the words that I feel that the Father has spoken through our words that we speak to each other, but I also gave you some scripture that also helps you to know that God is real. His word is real. And he is. He is our Emmanuel. He is our good shepherd. He is our Prince of Peace. He is our holy priest. He is our bread of life. He is our Messiah. He is the Lamb of God. He is our deliverer. He is our redeemer. He's our holy savior. He is our I am the way. He is our wonderful counselor. He is our Jesus. He is our good shepherd. He is our King of Kings. And you know one thing? He is our rock. Just knowing that if you feel sometimes that you're at the bottom of the rock, but no, he is the rock at the bottom. He's there holding you up, and he's our bright and morning star. Because when you get up in the morning, he's right there trying to show you that light that you need to see. Yes, our bright and morning star. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for all that you have done for us, Heavenly Father. Sometimes we are in that dark place, Lord, but I ask you, Lord, to reach in there and take us up. Pick us up, Lord Jesus, and let us see your light. Shine on us and give us the strength and the comfort that we need to get through this each day, one day at a time. There's so many things that are happening on this earth, Lord Jesus, we don't understand. But we know that you will help us through it. You will give us the strength and the comfort that we need to keep walking forward in your love. And we just thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this week. Thank you for all that you do for us each and every day, Heavenly Father. We love you. We adore you. All of those things that I, names that I read, you are more than this. You are more than our King of Kings. You are more than our Deliverer. You are more than Jesus. You are more than King of Kings. You are more. You are all in all. Yes, you are a bright and morning star. And I thank you. And I'm sure we thank you. And we will never forget you. We will never forget you. We will keep our love knowing that you are there, even though we're in this dark place sometimes. We know that you're there because you keep sending us people and resources to connect us, to help us through one day at a time. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you and we lift you up and magnify your holy name, Father. We can never thank you enough, but just let us keep seeing the light. Even if it's a small light, just knowing that you're there. Just like walking through a dark tunnel, we know at the end we're going to see some light. Let us keep walking by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again next week. I know I'm in competition with Greenleaf and the have-nots. Hope that you will continue to tune in each week and be blessed by God's word, not my word, but God's word. Thank you.
for being a part of this show. Be blessed and good night.
It looked as if it was over. You made.